Let's turn to the KRDO Newsline now. We're joined by Jim Reed, the director of the Regional Office of Emergency Management. Jim, it's been nearly 10 years since the Black Forest Fire. The risk of wildfire continuing year-round right now. And there are some events coming up to help homeowners and neighborhoods get ready for wildfire. Let's talk a little bit about what is coming up and why it's so important that so many of us really be mindful now when it comes to keeping our homes fire safe.
Absolutely. You know, we've had a little bit of moisture and now summer will be upon us here pretty soon. So our fire risk will probably be a little bit higher. Listen, our local experts in wildland fire combining forces for a free community workshop on Saturday, April 8th. It'll be held up at Northern Monument. But just keep in mind, everyone in the region is welcome, no matter where you live. It offers the community a chance to learn how to reduce your risk from wildfire. And all the players will be in one place. If you want to talk to wildland firefighters, forestry experts or law enforcement or emergency preparedness folks, they'll all be there.
And so what are the details of the event? What can you tell us?
So, you know, the biggest thing I think is the workshop will offer you, they'll teach you how to harden your home against fire. They'll teach you how to evaluate your property and mitigate fire hazards and how to organize your neighborhood for fire planning. We also talk about getting ready for an evacuation and what to do if there is a fire. There will be informational displays and some outdoor exhibits like firefighting equipment and fire extinguishers.
When we say wildfire, I mean, we're not really necessarily talking about forest fires, right? I mean, what about the other areas that are maybe not adjacent to the forest?
Right. Like we see in Boulder, we've seen damaging wildfire from grasslands in urban neighborhoods, as well as those houses near brushes or trees. So some of our recent fires have proven that everybody has to be ready for evacuation no matter what. And everyone can take steps to make their homes hardened against flying embers, even if there are no trees around. So just keep that in mind.
Yeah, and of course, with us still in spring, things, you know, not fully in bloom yet, now is the best time to go out and if you need to get some cleanup done around the yard to really be able to work on some of those hardening efforts, mitigation efforts now to really make it that much better come summer and throughout the heat of the season.
Absolutely. And just keep in mind, at this event, you'll have State Forest Service, El Paso County Sheriff's Office, and the County Wildland Team, Monument Fire District, our office, CERT team will be there, the Red Cross, peak alerts, emergency notification folks, and more. The workshop is being hosted by the Palmer Ridge, get this, the Palmer Ridge High School Student Emergency Preparedness Club. How cool is that?
That the high school students decide to form their own club. I mean, certainly, because, I mean, if you say, you know, it's been nearly a decade, I mean, those kids were probably, you know, in high school. Now they were probably, you know, second graders, third graders, first graders, kindergartners when Black Forest roared through. So those kids probably have it quite indelibly marked on their minds as far as the damage that a forest fire can do. Jim, we also are marking a big changing of chapters for you. You're moving off as you retire, huh?
Yeah, I've been blessed to be part of this emergency management community for 20 years here in the region. And, I'm just very fortunate. I really care about the folks that I serve, and I know my staff do as well. And again, as I always say, thank you for helping me get the word out to folks to be prepared, because it's so important. We do have disasters here, and we don't want to lose anyone in those disasters.
Right. Congratulations. It sounds like are you staying in the area, or are you going to move somewhere elsewhere? Because I'll tell you, there are disasters other places in the country, too.
I will be. I'll be here for a little while. I think we might buy try to find a piece of land that I can park during the winter in Florida just to kind of get away from the cold. But Colorado certainly is our home, and we're very fortunate to be here.
Yeah. Well, Jim, we definitely appreciate you coming and sharing your expertise with us, as well as everything you've done throughout the past two decades to make sure that everyone is as safe as possible as well. Definitely a lasting legacy here across the Pikes Peak region.
Well, thank you, folks. And again, I can't tell you how grateful I am for you, KRDO, allowing me to spend some time with you good folks and get the word out to folks so that they can be prepared in the event of a disaster.
It's a team effort. Glad to be part of the team. Jim Reed, we salute your service. And thank you for joining us all these many months here on KRDO's Morning News.
Thank you.